mother sings her French lullabies. Prolong eve song, nighttime goodbyes. Under cover, warm as July. Chalet blows down time after time. Mother sings her French lullaby. Mother sings her French lullaby.
Hey, and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and if you were listening last week, you know that I'm planning on wrapping up the show very soon. Well, I decided that today's going to be the last day, folks. So thank you for 11 years of being with me on this crazy ride of personal growth and development and all of that, synchronicity. You can still find me on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritualshow. I will be doing the occasional interview on YouTube and might broadcast some of them here on CITR. I might come back, I don't know, because I'm probably going to miss you guys so much, but I just need to take some time to lower some of my responsibilities. So thank you so much for the 11 years of being here with CITR. It's been such a blessing and an honor to have this this platform to share my crazy thoughts and speak with so many amazing authors and mentors and speakers. So today for the last show, we're going to play a little bit of music, but we're also joined by Bhaskar, Vanessa, and Ravia from Project Aurora, and they've created a website called campuslightbox.com. Bhaskar is the co-founder of Project Aurora, and he's an electrical engineering student. He's almost finished his program. Vanessa is the operations lead, and she is a psychology grad. And Ravia is the outreach lead, and she's an integrated science student here at UBC. And we're also broadcasting live from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. So thank you for being with us. Hi.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. So, Bhaskar, you are the co-founder of Project Aurora and CampusLightbox.com. So maybe you can tell us, what is Campus Lightbox?
Yeah, so Campus Lightbox is a culmination of over, I guess, 2 years now of members of Project Aurora working together to solve problems pertaining to mental health on campus. The mission statement of Project Aurora in itself is to bring down the barriers between mental health resources on campus and the students who are in need of these resources. So it all started kind of 2 years ago when me and my co-founder David realized that quite a lot of students on campus go through mental health challenges at various points in their lives. But unfortunately, only a subset, of very small subset of them, actually reach out to the resources and obtain the help that they ever actually need. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do at that point was to do a little bit of research to kind of learn about the problems that exist in the current mental health landscape at UBC. Because at the end of the day, there is no one cure fits all, one shoe fits all kind of solution to this. So we wanted to do a thorough survey of the current situation and try to see if we can develop solutions that bridge some of these gaps that we find. So that involved interviews of professionals on campus. So mental health we interviewed directors of mental health resources run by UBC, the AMS, as well as we spoke to a lot of student clubs pertaining to mental health, such as MHN, so Mental Health Network, Mental Health Awareness Club, and so on. So that was one part of the puzzle, getting to know what the resources, what challenges the resources faced in reaching out to students. Mm. The next part of that puzzle was speaking to the students themselves. So we created a survey that we, with all these organizations that we are partnered with, such as the clubs, we helped disseminate the survey just to kind of gain a better understanding of what the student experience was related to mental health. So it was a lot of open-ended questions to asked students what their experience with mental health challenges were, as well as what resources they sought and what they found most effective in their journeys. So we actually got about 160 responses from students, obviously anonymous, like no identifying information kind of thing. And with that information combined with our interviews of professionals, we were able to kind of identify the need. One of the many needs we identified was that knowledge about mental health resources on campus is not centralized. That knowledge is scattered all over the place, even though there are so many great resources that can help students on campus. Students find themselves lost in terms of not knowing what resources are out there and what would be the best fit for them.
Mm-hmm. I think that's typical across the board as far as resources in the community as well. Like, there's so many amazing options, but if you don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And I think information is that first step. So once we had realized that need, it was just a matter of trying to identify potential solutions that might help bridge that gap. So of the many solutions we had identified, what is now today called Campus Lightbox was the one we finally settled on, which is essentially one website that centralizes and summarizes and condenses all the information across the internet that pertains to resources on campus here at UBC. So that's where we've come to now, but along the way we've had to search for, and successfully we were able to recruit, a lot of like-minded, very passionate, very talented UBC students who felt the same way about the need for improving mental health at UBC, and were able to kind of help us on this journey. So as I mentioned, building the website itself is a difficult task. And like, even though me and my co-founder have some programming experience, we wanted to make sure it was good. So we could learn how to build a website and do a half decent job, but if we wanted to do a really good job and make sure it actually provided the value we needed to for students, we needed to find people with more solid, concrete experience. So thankfully, we were able to find a team of four computer engineering and computer science students at UBC who are also very passionate about mental health and were very eager to join our project. So luckily, we were able to recruit them. And then along the way, a lot of people joined our team for outreach purposes as well, because you can have the best designed website in the world, but it's useless if no one knows about its existence. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of our two prongs right now, trying to bridge those gaps on campus.
So there's the website and then the outreach. So what is Ravia? Mm-hmm. Ravia, you are the outreach lead. So what does outreach with Project Lightbox look like, or Campus Lightbox?
Mm-hmm. So I was doing a lot of work previously with the Mental Health Network, and I still am. So through that, I was doing a lot of workshops around campus, and it was a lot of talking to students. And the one thing that was identified across campus was, just like Bhaskar was talking about, there was no central place for resources. So we could talk about every resource and we could share information, but at the end of the day, if there's not one place where the person can quickly find the resource, it wasn't really that helpful. So this summer I was looking for kind of like, I was trying to make my own list. I tried a bunch of things and then luckily came across Bhaskar and David, and that's when I got involved with Campus Lightbox. And the outreach wing of Campus Lightbox is just getting that website out there and showing people, okay, already it's hard enough to be dealing with mental health struggles. We want to kind of eliminate that journey to getting to the resource as fast and as easily as possible, because it's already quite tangled when you're dealing with so many things that could be overwhelming. We wanted to eliminate that. So outreach for us looks like boothing, being present at multiple events across campus, having events where we bring together various groups on campus. So places like Speakeasy, Kaleidoscope, Mental Health Network, SASC, and coming all together to talk about our resources, talking about where someone can go when they need help. Because each person is a unique case and every person is not going to find help at the same place as the next person. So I think that's kind of our main outreach goal, is to share the vast diversity of resources available and show students that here we have our website, and also get feedback. I think that's one of our main things, is getting feedback. We want the website to be as easy to use and as friendly as possible. So while we are sharing the website, asking people to use it, we're also taking in feedback to see if there's anything we could do better.
Great. Thanks, mm-hmm. Ravia. So do you mind if I ask who's funding this website?
Right. That's a great question. So often when you're building something like this, your biggest costs come from development. But luckily for us, as I mentioned, the computer science, computer engineering students who were eager to join our project did so for free. They wanted to build it because they wanted to prevent students from going through these kinds of distress that they had seen people around them experience. And the same goes for all of us. We're all volunteers, of course. So on that front, our costs are relatively low. But for outreach activities and things like that, there are costs associated with it. So we were lucky to receive the AMS Innovative Projects Fund, which is a sum of money that's allotted to various projects on campus by the AMS. So that's currently awesome. What we're funded by, but we're trying to explore other sponsorship opportunities as well on campus.
Awesome. Well, because when you have names like co-founder, operations lead, and outreach lead, it seems like those sound like they would be paid positions. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to know that you guys are volunteering. Thank you for volunteering your time.
It's
great that you had such great computer science people helping you with that. That's awesome. So Vanessa, did you want to say anything about what does an operations lead even do?
So an operations lead is just a general term of being the jack of all trades of the organization. So I mainly just oversee every facet of Project Aurora and Campus Lightbox just to make sure everyone's doing all right, making sure that the logistics are kind of all sorted out. Any troubleshooting that appears, I'm there for them. I'm also recently been part of the human resources aspect of Campus Lightbox and Project Aurora. So my duty is just to make sure that everyone on the team is feeling safe, they're feeling supported and respected within the team, and I frequently just check in with everybody to make sure how they're doing, because most importantly, I think, because this is an initiative for mental health, it's also important to make sure that the people who are kind of guiding these resources, guiding this ability for students to connect with these resources, are also feeling supported and mentally healthy as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And to add on to that, our organization now is composed of about 22 people. So that involves a lot of internal coordination. Early on, when it was just maybe like four or five of us working on this, in the early stages, there's not too much internal logistics needed. You just have a chat. But with 22 people, there's a lot more internal coordination that's required. And that's what Vanessa helps us out with a lot.
Nice. Good, yeah. Thank you. Well, let's play a song. Just to let you know, this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul, and it's the last Synchronicity for a while. We've been on the air for 11 years, more than 11 years here on CITR, but it's time for me to take a break. If you do want to stay connected, I'm still on my YouTube channel. I'll still be doing the occasional interview, but it won't be weekly anymore. That's youtube.com/spiritual show, and right now we're joined by Bhaskar, Vanessa, and Ravia. They are from Project Aurora, and the project that they've created is campuslightbox.com. So that's what we are talking about right now, which is a mental health resource website for students of the University of British Columbia. So we'll be back. I'm going to play a little bit of Ziggy Marley here on CITR.
Yeah. Love is my religion. Of time.
So don't let nobody stop us. Free spirits have to soar. With you I share the gift. The gift that we now know. Oh. Love is my religion.
Love is my religion.
Love is my religion.
Love is my religion.
Love is my religion. I say you can take it or leave it. You don't have to believe it. Well, I'm done searching now. Found out what this life is worth. Yeah. Not in the books did I find, but by searching my mind. I don't condemn, I don't convert. This is the calling, have you heard? Bring all the lovers to the fold.
University can be challenging. Fortunately, there are resources on campus that can help you overcome any obstacle you might be facing, be it mental health, academics, finances, spirituality, sexual health, or something else. You can learn about all of these resources on campuslightbox.ca, created by UBC students for UBC students. Browse, filter, or search to find the unique path to your well-being. Campus Lightbox, your guide to well-being.
Well, and what a lovely coincidence. We have the people from campuslightbox.com here in studio. This is Synchronicity. Welcome back to the show, Bhaskar, Vanessa, and Ravia. Hello. So, that was one of the things, actually, they mentioned finances, because I know when I was in college, I ended up having to drop out because paying rent. And now, I mean, back when I was in college, rent was actually affordable. It's not anymore. So what kind of resources are available for people dealing with that? It's hard enough to study, but when you're worried about money.
That's a good question, because wellness kind of encompasses a lot of aspects, right? So whether it's academics or finances or spirituality, things like that. With finances on campus, I think we're somewhat limited in the sense that enrollment services is the only, I guess, professional source of advice and help that you can get. But I think they do provide quite a comprehensive set of resources within enrollment services, because each student, I think, gets assigned an enrollment services advisor who can kind of guide them through finances, student loans, scholarships, all those kinds of things. In addition, I think if finances is an issue, depending on how much of an issue it is, the AMS also has a food bank that students can use if they're ever short on money.
And I bet a lot of people don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's also, I think it's called Sprouts. So it's not free stuff, but it's pretty reasonably priced organic produce, right?
Right. Do you know? Yeah, if you know.
Do you know anything about it?
I can speak to that a little bit. So yeah, Sprouts is, just like you were saying, it's also run by students, a lot of them who are volunteers. So that's another place that students can grab snacks and produce and things like that. And in addition to that, the Wellness Center does do financial literacy workshops. Again, not many people know about it, but if you do look at the Wellness Center's website and look up the financial literacy workshops, they do have ongoing events where they talk about budgeting, managing your finances, and different places you can go if you're struggling with that.
Okay. Wellness. So just Google Wellness Center.
The UBC Wellness Center workshops.
Yeah. I'm curious if you guys have plans to branch out to other universities or to places like BCIT, other institutions.
Yeah, honestly, that's a great idea. And I think that's something for us to consider moving forward. It might be the Campus Lightbox model might be good for, or at the very least, it can be inspiration for replication at other universities. But for the time being, we want to make sure that since this is the first time we're doing it, that we're doing it well and that we kind of hit the milestones and achieve what we set out to achieve. We achieve what we set to achieve with Campus Lightbox here. So that means making sure that students are aware of this resource and that they're using it and making sure that the feedback that we get from students about it is positive and that they're, that we can actually verify that this is helping students in the way that we intend to help them. So once that is a little bit more solidified, we just launched this in May of 2019. So there's we're right now in the early stages of it. So once we find out that we've kind of set out and we have achieved the milestones that we wanted to achieve, I think that's at that point we can start considering future options. But at the time being, what we are looking at is augmenting the ability of this resource, Campus Lightbox, to help people so that in the future we have some ideas planned for how to do that.
Beautiful. So let's talk about a little bit about if you go to campuslightbox.com, you'll see your guide to UBC mental health resources. Select from one of the following options: peer support, professional help, and phone hotline. So let's talk a little bit about what the phone hotline is. That the crisis line of UBC?
Yeah, so there are quite a few phone resources that are available 24/7 to UBC. So one of them is the Crisis Center, but there's also others like the Women Against Violence. I think it's
Women Against Violence Against Women.
Exactly, WAVA. Mm-hmm. And they are a support resource for women of assault and things like that, which can be valuable based on your situation. And we didn't want to just limit it to Crisis Line. We wanted to have a diversity of resources that kind of could allow for students to choose what they, which resource they reach out to based on their needs.
So just speaking about the phone hotlines, I think we also have Empower Me up there, which is another form of talking to support workers and counselors. And one thing that a lot of people don't know is that the crisis line also has a separate mental health line, which is not necessarily for people who are in a crisis situation, but just dealing with mental health struggles. So that's also available for people to call. So we have kind of a few of those hotlines up there that can help out depending on what situation a person is dealing with.
Great. And then there's the Sexual Violence Prevention and Response, SVPRO, and that is telephone and walk-in, and the others are mostly telephone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are 24 hours. Anyway, you can go to campuslightbox.com and find that information out for yourself. It's very easily accessible there. And I've lost my page here. I went back and it went. Oh, there we go. Just scroll up to get back to the main menu. So then there's peer support. So if you click on that, there's do you want to go over it? I've got the whole list here, but there's Wellness Center, AMS, Speakeasy. Is that, that's the phone line, right?
So Speakeasy is actually, they have a couple different options, but it's actually run by student volunteers who are trained by a team. So Speakeasy is in the nest itself, and it's where students can just walk in and talk to a peer. about whatever they're dealing with at that moment. And those students are equipped with lists of resources. They know about Campus Lightbox as well. So they're really good at referring people elsewhere if they need further support. So it's more of a student-to-student, one-on-one support system that's central at the NEST.
So when you say peer, that's mm-hmm. another UBC student.
Majority of them are UBC students. I think they might have some alum, but it's mostly UBC students.
Okay. And then there's AMS VICE, that's peer dialogue sessions or mentorship on addiction and substance abuse challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Kaleidoscope. What is Kaleidoscope?
So Kaleidoscope is a peer support group. It's run, I believe, sometimes weekly, sometimes biweekly. So it's, again, open to anyone who wants to come in and kind of just talk about whatever they're dealing with, maybe talk to someone who may be in a similar boat. So it's generally students. It's overlooked by people who are trained and have been a part of the organization for a while, but it's more of a student peer support group to talk about things that are going on with them, maybe with people they know, how to help friends, just talking about kind of how they can help each other. So it's a peer support group.
Great. Mm-hmm. And then there is Share UBC. So that's people who have struggled with self-harm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Share and Vice both have similar structures to Kaleidoscope. They do have peer support groups. And I believe Vice also does one-on-one, similar to Speakeasy. So Vice works with Speakeasy to facilitate these one-on-one discussions. But all of these groups are run by students for students, similar to Campus Lightbox.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Vanessa, is there anything you wanted to say about that?
No, I think you guys have all covered it really well. But again, to emphasize the point that these are all resources for students by students, even the people who are supervising it. I know Kaleidoscope was founded by Dr. Stephen Barnes. He's a lecturer here, I think assistant dean of the UBC Department of Psychology. I've taken courses with him. He's very open, very engaging, very respectful towards mental health, and a big advocate towards wellness and student well-being. His door is always open to have a friendly chat, and I've had chats with him as well, and I think he's an amazing person, and it's very wonderful to see that there are every level of UBC members are trying to give back to the community and trying to better mental health and wellness on campus.
Awesome. Thank you. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit more about peer support is beneficial to the person seeking help, but it's also beneficial to the person giving back. So I'm curious to know how being involved with Project Aurora and CampusLightbox.com has improved your own well-being or sense of community. Who wants to go first?
Sure, I can go first. I think starting off where Vanessa was kind of leaving things, Campus Lightbox has been kind of in the works for about 2 years now. And when me and David started, it was just the two of us, and we were just these interviews with professionals that we were doing were we were both outside Vancouver at the time. So we were just like doing phone calls and like Skype calls with people we've never met before. And that is a very different place from where Campus Lightbox and Project Aurora are today. Because today we have 22 great members on the team, and we're all very passionate about this overall tackling this problem of mental health wellness on campus. So I think along the way, because we were able to start to embark on this project, we met a lot of great collaborators, a lot of great supporters, and developed a good community here on campus, whether that's been within our team, but also big part of who we are at Project Aurora is to kind of create links, create connections, build bridges between the resources that exist at UBC, between the organizations that exist at UBC. So we have a lot of support and guidance from people all over the place. So Dr. Stephen Barnes, the AMS with their Innovative Projects Fund, as well as with Kaleidoscope, who were very early supporters of it back when it was just the two of us trying to figure out what we could do. So definitely there's a lot of friends we made along the way, and it's really helped create purpose and meaning for a lot of members on the team, but I think it's goes beyond that as well.
Awesome. Ravia, looks like you want to say something.
I think working with Campus Lightbox and several other mental health organizations really personally helped me get over self-stigma. I think when I started off at UBC working in mental health, I was kind of in it to learn about it because I just didn't know much. There was a lot of stigma where I grew up, people I was around. So it was more of a learning experience. And as I started advocating for all these resources and then working with Campus Lightbox, learning so much about these resources and then telling other people about them and to use them and trying to break down that stigma, that helped me also eventually seek out help when I needed it and kind of be proactive with that. So I think that was kind of one of the best personal things I've gotten out of this, and working with also very supportive people who are all willing to talk about mental health, talk about wellness, and talk about self-care has been really amazing.
That's awesome. I love when you can just be open about what's going on, because there's so many times you walk, you see a person, you're like, how are you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm fine, I'm great. Yeah. And really you're like, oh, I'm thinking about suicide today, but I'm not going to tell anyone. Exactly. So it's nice that you're in a group where you can share those things, and you're also sharing that with everybody else, making it a lot more open on campus, being able to talk about and ask for help. So we can talk a little bit about the professional help. So UBC Counseling Services, there's free counseling available with like actual therapists here on campus, right? Who wants to talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about that a little bit. So yeah, Counseling Services is a great resource because it's a team of registered, trained professionals that come from various fields, I think, including like counselors, social workers, all that kind of stuff. And they're available, I think, for a large chunk of the day, I think from like 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or something like that. The hours depend on the day, and you can go check out their website for it. But it's, yeah, it has been, it can be a good resource if that's the kind of help that you need, for sure. One really great feature about it is that even if they do have wait times at times, if you are in a crisis situation, they will always see you immediately. Right? So that's, I think that's really important as well.
Awesome. And do you guys also have the Access and Assessment Center, which is at VGH? So if you're in crisis there, you can contact them as well. And they do like an assessment and can connect you with mental health resources in Vancouver.
Right. That opens up an interesting conversation, because there's a lot of, while there are a lot of good resources on campus, there's probably an order of magnitude more resources off campus. But the reason currently Campus Lightbox focuses only on campus resources mostly, and the reason for that is we wanted to make sure that this list that we have is curated and that we know it a lot about each of these resources, and that all the information that's on the site is always up to date and it's always reliable and accurate. So the reason why we haven't yet started including off-campus resources is because, well, a great deal of students actually spend the vast majority of their time on campus, and B, in order to compile, condense, and regularly maintain and update that database of off-campus resources, I think we'd need a lot more people on the team, like a lot more manpower to make that happen. So that's something, again, for us as an organization to consider moving forward as well.
And but, I imagine also you probably have students that are commuting in from other municipalities where their Vancouver resources, they might not be able to access those because of where they live. Whereas here on campus, it's all for students.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking as like a commuter myself, I'm from Richmond. And some of the resources might seem far for me. It's hard to access if I'm trying to come from home. But I always commute an hour from Richmond to campus. And if I really want to find a resource that is on campus, I'm spending my whole day here anyways. I can come whenever I want. And it's nice to know the list of resources that are accessible to me at a place that I frequently kind of go to.
Good. All right. Well, let's play another song before we wrap up. Again, this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. And after 11 plus years here on CITR, this is the last show for a while. Maybe I'll come back. I don't know. I'm already thinking about what is my Monday going to be like without being here? I'm going to miss it so much. But you can still connect with me on youtube.com/spiritualshow, where I'll be doing sporadic interviews and sharing the wild thoughts that run through my head that you may or may not be interested in checking out. So that's youtube.com/spiritualshow. Right now, we are speaking with Bhaskar, Vanessa, and Ravia from campuslightbox.com. So they're specializing specifically in UBC campus resources for wellness and mental health. So we will be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
I know you're scared to be yourself sometimes. This world can be so blind. But if you take the chance to trust, start to open up, you just might find that you are loved. And I see the light in you shining with everything you do. Don't try to hide it no more. Can you hear it knocking at your door? What you really want, tell me what you really need, reveal all you feel, you will be received. You don't have to hide away all the things you really want to say. There are others who have felt this way. You're not alone, I feel your pain. Yeah, and I see the light in you.
Is this music? I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music? Oh, there is music playing? That's great. I love music. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to let him listen to music because music seemed pretty fine to listen to.
Want some more of that sweet, sweet music? Listen to Dialectic with Dan and Chase, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my favorite part coming. The song's over? I know.
Sweet, sweet music here on CITR. So we're joined by Bhaskar, Vanessa, and Ravia from campuslightbox.com for the final Synchronicity episode. It was worked out with perfect timing because mental health and peer support and resources is one of my personal passions. So I'm so thankful that you reached out, Ravia. Bhaskar, in time for this to come together. So you have some events and some stuff happening also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a big part of our outreach team is our ambassador team. So I work with a group of wonderful ambassadors who are doing these booths and being present at these events, and they're the face of Campus Lightbox. So we're actually looking for more ambassadors right now. We're looking for high commitment, so a little bit more involvement, and also low commitment, just kind of putting in whatever time people are available to do, and all that information is on our Facebook page. We also have an event coming up on Monday, October 7th. From 12 to 2. It's a coffee house style event hosted at the Nest at the RBC location, where a few different organizations, Kaleidoscope, Mental Health Network, and Campus Lightbox, and potentially a couple others, will be coming together to just chat about potential opportunities if people want to get involved with these organizations, and also what we have to offer and what support we're offering campus and students on campus.
Cool. So, Ravia, before you head out there, high commitment and low commitment for people getting involved. So what does high commitment look like?
So high commitment may involve a couple more meetings, a little bit more time commitment, being present at a few more events, whereas low commitment may be more of a remote thing where it's just social media, talking about it, word of mouth, and things like that. So just depending on kind of catering to students, we're all students volunteering, so just understanding that everyone has different commitments, so just catering to that, we want to kind of have those two different groups.
Cool. And I imagine if people, I mean, this is, it's September still, right? Technically, last day of September.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of new students who might be out in the world on their own for the first time, maybe feeling a lot of social isolation. This could be a really good opportunity. Volunteering is a really great way to create community. So you guys kind of shared a little bit about your experience with.
Yeah, for sure. You know. I think for a lot of us, when we became a part of teams like these, yes, we wanted to share the word, but also we wanted to come together with like-minded people, connect with each other. And I think if people are looking for an opportunity to connect with other people who are passionate about mental health, or if they just have questions and they want to learn, you don't have to be an expert to become a part of the team. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to check out and try to become a part of.
Great. So so the event that you guys are doing is next Monday, October 7th. Here in the Nest, which is where CITR is located, and it's just kind of
just
one
upstairs.
Level up at the RBC from 12 to 2, so kind of lunch breaky time, Monday, October 7th. Will all three of you be there?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, good. Okay. So before we wrap up with some more music, is there anything you guys want to add?
I don't have much to add, but I just want to say thank you so much for having us on your show.
Thanks for reaching out, and thanks for volunteering your time for the last couple of years. That's a pretty big project, so good luck to you guys. It's a beautiful website.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Credit goes to our software team for sure.
Yeah, it's clear that there's a lot of work that's gone into this. So thank you so much to the team from CampusLightbox.com, Bhaskar, Vanessa, and Ravia. And we're going to play a little bit of music here, if I can figure it out. I'm so used to doing these pre-recorded shows. So there we go. Did that work? What? It's not playing. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Sweetest smell of autumn, placed upon your chest, a beauty unsurpassable, a one not to forget the rush. Sound of perfection hits. And I know this is love, the rush. The rush. And as I lay down, for the last time, I go through my memories, and I will be all right. The hardest thing, oh, I can't do, try to say goodbye with dreams that crash like open waves under light-filled skies. The rush, the rush. Sweetest smell of autumn placed upon your chest, a beauty unsurpassable, I want not to forget.
Hey, this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and it has been, so if you're just tuning in, this is going to be the last Synchronicity episode for a while. I've been doing this show for 11 years now, more than 11 years, and it's been, wow, such an amazing experience, and I'm really sad to have to let it go, but I will still be maintaining my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritualshow. I'm going to be posting the occasional interview there. I still have an interview coming up in October, which may or may not be shared here on CITR. I'm not sure, but there's definitely not going to be a regular Monday weekly Synchronicity anymore. But you can still, like I said, you can still find me at youtube.com/spiritualshow. And if you subscribe, then you'll get notifications there. And yeah, I'm really going to miss you and miss being here and miss being part of CITR. I'm still going to be part of the station, but I just don't know exactly what that's going to look like. So we were talking with the folks from campuslightbox.com all about wellness resources and mental health resources here on campus at UBC. And so this is really part of my own self-care, is kind of scaling back a little bit because I am working quite a lot. And I just, the every single week commitment was getting to be a little bit too much. And you've probably been able to hear that over the last year of kind of a lot of stress. But also, if you've been a regular listener of the show, you know that my own mental health kind of fluctuates and goes up and down. I do have had cycles of depression and stuff. So it's really important to take care of my own mental health. And so that's why I'm making this decision, as sad as it is to give up the show. I feel like, well, we'll see how it goes, right? And I'm hopefully leaving the door open where I can always come back, hopefully. So it's just kind of an experiment in my own wellness, and we'll just see how it goes. So I'm going to play another song in a moment here, but I'm not sure exactly what. So let's go to a break.
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead,
and we killed it.
If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience. We'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be
you. You reminded me about what the most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us, and when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at The Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Keen to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
Excuse me. Hi, I was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word, yeah. You can do that at CITR and Discorder.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively, maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow, that sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Never know where this journey will lead. We've just got to do our best, 'cause we created with our choices, and the spirits do the rest. And no matter what happens to me, I trust this life, for I love this journey, for I love this life. Such a gift that I've been given, and I can remember I dream that there is a purpose to this whole thing, and then I choose to let go, 'cause maybe the purpose is just to let it flow. Let it go, let it go, let it be. Journey, this river is flowing.
Hey, so that was Theta Phoenix here on CITR. And up next in just a moment is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Horrific. And I don't know, I don't know if you knew this, because I haven't really, you haven't been in the loop, but this is my last show.
You know me,
I'll probably end up coming back. I can be indecisive, but
my
yeah.
Gosh, this is
yeah, for
news.
A while.
Are you moving?
No.
Okay.
I'll still be on youtube.com/spiritual show, but I can't do the weekly. It's just too much with work and everything. Right. So
Godspeed.
So this will be the last time that you get to say the word, your favorite word.
What is it again?
Oh, okay.
No, oh, go ahead.
What? So thank you for 11 years. I'm sure you'll hear from me. Thank you. I'm so glad Chris is here to celebrate or whatever. That Theta Phoenix song was kind of weepy. It made me feel a little sentimental. So I'm going to miss you. Thank you so much for being with me this hour and all the hours. I hope our hearts can stay connected. And before I start crying, I'm going to say, be well.
Namaste.